so glad to have you with me today. Thankful to the Lord for ordering your steps and mine to be together today. The message I want to share with you is a reminder of the simple yet profound and powerful truth that God is our ever-present help, and He's given us an inheritance of great privilege, of peace, and of provision. And I believe it'll be a tremendous blessing to your life. I hope you've taken advantage of this week's free gift. There's been an overwhelming response to my verse-by-verse recording of the entire book of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Not revelations, the revelation of the Son of God. Last words are important. It's the last book in your Bible, and it promises to bless everyone who reads it and everyone who hears it. If you have yet to request your free copy, I'd sure do it right now. Simply call that number or log on at rodparsley.com.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, the book Satan has opposed for centuries. Discover the Son of God's declaration of Himself through a verse-by-verse examination from Dr. Rod Parsley. There's not a word missing in this roadmap through the end of the age. It's Dr. Parsley's free gift to you. Hear the entire book of Revelation, now available with amazing clarity and power.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Don't be deceived by false teaching and misinformation. Unwrap the messages Jesus sent to the dying church and the loyal and delivered church. Be inspired by the blessings promised to you and every believer. Receive this free gift on CD and digital download. Call the number on your screen or visit rodparsley.com and ask for your audio copy of the Book of Revelation today.
To be carnally minded is death. We got a whole lot of walking dead folk, praising dead folk, preaching dead folk, shouting dead folk, yesterday's fire, none of the life of God within them drives them to prayer. Thank you, Pastor Chris. Thank you. Thank you, Ashton Blair. It is wonderful to have a daughter, even if she forgets her phone. Now, a post-millennial is uncomfortable without their phone, right? Your heart is just reaching out to hurting people today in such a wonderful way. I spent the better part of the day yesterday doing nothing but putting before God, what is it that allows folks, and I'm speaking both unsaved, saved. There are two kinds of people, only two kinds of people on earth today. The totally, radically sold out saved and the lost. This thing of lukewarm Christian, there's no such thing as that. You lost out with God. You understand? Folks no longer understand or know anything. They're getting saved. I'm watching myself, but I'm watching people getting saved. They're giving their lives to Jesus right now. Now listen, what has happened is the church has become void of the Holy Spirit. When we ask the Holy Spirit to leave, or when we, even worse, when we ignore the person, the presence, the power of the Holy Spirit, we do not understand we are on the verge of blasphemy. Jesus said that in Mark 16.
He said, these signs shall follow those that believe in my name. He's not even talking about the endowment with power from on high. He's not talking about the indwelling, the infusion, the overflow of the baptism in the Holy Spirit and the baptism of fire. He's simply speaking about what Calvary provided. What Calvary provided was, you shall cast out devils, you shall speak with new tongues, you shall take up serpents, you shall, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you, and you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That is pre-Holy Spirit dispensation. Now, Jesus told us why the Holy Spirit would come. Two things: convict of sin, convince of righteousness. Those two things. Let's say that. Convict of sin, convince of righteousness. And all of people ever hear that, and they don't hear much of it because nobody preaches about salvation to begin with. But if you're truly born again, you cannot become born of the Spirit without first the Holy Spirit doing his work of conviction. That is his purpose. And to convince of righteousness. Now watch this. He's not just talking about the unsaved. In fact, majorly, he is not talking about the unregenerate heart to begin with. He's speaking in the context of the church. And what he is saying is, you must have the ever-present presence of the Holy Spirit, or you will never be convicted. And what's wrong with the church, I believe it with all my heart, I'm thoroughly convinced of it. Conviction has departed. Ichabod. Now, I'm not talking about in the church. I'm talking about people that profess the name of Christ, but have no conviction of the Holy Spirit, are never driven to a place where they seek the face of God to reveal the hidden sin of their hearts, where they're never watched pricked in their hearts. There's no consecration. There's no dedication. There's no surrender. There's no prayer that somebody doesn't organize for you and show you how to do it. There's no crying out to God. And I'll tell you what I'm going to lead. I'm going to lead a revolutionary remnant of people who understand that the Holy Spirit is in us to do and will of his good pleasure. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to lead this remnant revolution to seek God, to send once again the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, not just for the unchurched, but for those that are sitting in church that are not right. To be carnally minded is death. We got a whole lot of walking dead folk, praising dead folk, preaching dead folk, shouting dead folk. Yesterday's fire, none of the life of God within them, that drives them to prayer, that drives them to seek his face, that drives them to abase themselves. We have been taught for the last 25 years to puff up what God commanded us to kill. 90% of church anymore is, tell me how my flesh and my soul and so forth can be blessed. How about a few sermon series on, here's how to crucify your self-will. I don't know if that'd sell. I don't think that'd sell, so I think that's why nobody preaches it. How about a series on, here is how to walk with the ever-present convicting power of the Holy Spirit operating in your life, so that you become zealous, therefore, and quickly repent, and righteousness is restored. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is not a bad thing. This is a good thing.
The convicting power of the Holy Spirit is to your spirit what pain is to your body, what discomfort or confusion is to your mind. It's an indicator that a problem exists. Well, in your Bible, Mephibosheth was living with twisted and broken limbs, living in poverty, fearfully hiding out in self-quarantine, far away from the bounty of the king's table for sure. He didn't know his father, Jonathan, had made a covenant with his friend King David that also included Mephibosheth. He had a covenant right, you see, a right for provision and power, a right to possessions that he could not even imagine. David rescued Mephibosheth and turned his life completely around. And I'm believing for that turnaround for you today, because you may be feeling like Mephibosheth, but the good news is this. You have a friend as well. His name is Jesus, and you're promised all the blessings of his kingdom because of the covenant of the cross of Jesus Christ signed in his own blood. It's an eternal covenant of peace, position, provision, and the source of your supernatural turnaround. I want to encourage you right now to sow a supernatural seed. It's the key that can turn your circumstances around in the second half of 2020. Now, for some of you, that seed may be $40 or perhaps $100. For others, it could be even more. I want you to have my sermon invitation to sit at the king's table. It's an empowering message of hope that shares with you how to accomplish your turnaround by a simple step of faith. Also want you to have my timeless classic book, No More Crumbs. You ought to shout that. No More Crumbs. It'll remove every doubt you have that you're a part of an unbreakable covenant that guarantees a future for you as a child of the King. Thank you for your gift of $40 or more. It'll keep this vital gospel ministry strong around the world. Now, if $40 isn't the seed that you have in your hand, I'll send you the CD and the DVD for a gift of any size. I just want you to know I love you today, and I thank you for your support. So please write to me, call the number on your screen, or just log on, rodparsley.com.
The grandson of King Saul, Mephibosheth, received a supernatural turnaround because of the covenant between King David and Mephibosheth's father, Jonathan.
That I may show him covenant kindness, watch this, for Jonathan's sake.
You have been given a place with royalty because of the covenant of Christ. As you sow a supernatural turnaround seed, you can be eligible for a harvest of blessings under a covenant of divine favor. There is a seed that changes everything, one that can produce a supernatural turnaround. Sow a supernatural turnaround seed of $40 or more, and Dr. Rob Parsley will bless you his message of overflowing favor and unexpected abundance. Plus, if you call today, we'll also include one of Dr. Rod Parsley's most requested books, No More Crumbs. It's all yours with a supernatural turnaround seed of $40 or more.
Don't you ever, ever again in your life let your dialogue be what might have been.
Your seed of $40 to $100 or more can produce an unexpected miracle and a place of favor for you and your family. Sow your very best seed before this program ends. Dr. Rod Parsley is praying for your supernatural turnaround and will bless your turnaround seed of any size with his new message, Invitation to Sit at the King's Table. Call the number on your screen or sow securely online and get ready for your supernatural turnaround.
Well, hearts and lives are being stirred up and set on fire all across America and around the world to make the journey to Valor Christian College, where world changers are made. I'd be remiss now if I didn't encourage you to be one of those mighty men and women of valor. Valor Christian College stands on a stellar spiritual foundation, and our academic programs are fully accredited. Financial aid is as available as well, and we have a number of scholarships. You will qualify for one. We also have a scholarship available for any returning student. So perhaps you were at Valor, but then for some reason you had to leave. We have very special scholarships for you. Now, if you can't be with us right here on campus, you can join us online. Also, fully accredited. You can study at your own pace, wherever you are, and whenever you choose. I'll be teaching a class at Valor Christian College. That's right. I will be right there in the classroom with you. And that class will also be live online. Now, classes begin August 24th, so you gotta get busy. Dial that number on your screen, do it now, or just log on valorcollege.edu and begin your journey of a lifetime at Valor Christian College, where world changers like you are being made.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing.
Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Enroll today, Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
I did a study of this when I was in college. How many times people have near brushes with death and God spares them? Why does he do that? So that the hound of heaven, the blessed Holy Spirit, could reach out to you and give you a whoa. Hold on now. Let's consider that every man, woman, boy, and girl that ever breaks through the bloody flanks of a human person on this earth is born in sin. Job said, in sin did my mother conceive me. And that mark is upon humanity, the mark of death, the mark of pride, the mark of rebellion, the mark of self-will. I will do what I want, when I want, with who I want, how I want, and be damned any person that would attempt to stand in the way of my will. That may be fine for human persons, but when you ask the Holy Spirit to leave you alone, you're on dangerous ground. It was Saul, after seeking David's life, that pounded on the door of the witch at Endor and said, God has forsaken me and hears me no more. His spirit will not always strive with you. The greatest sin in your Bible is the sin of presumption. Ask Samson, I will but shake myself again. How many shakings do you think
you have until your quota is fulfilled. How many times have you shaken yourself free by the power of God from the same things? Bitterness, envy, strife, reveling, tail-bearing, tongue-wagging, gossiping, negativeness. Until God says, look, I'm not going to force myself on you. Churches are overflowing with people that are living a sin-ridden lifestyle, and should he split the eastern sky, should the crack of his long whip billow out like the crash of 1,000 cannons, and the perfect magnitude of his person spread out across north, south, east, and west, should he come suspended there between heaven and earth to call his church home, those folks will not make it. It's quiet in here. It's so very quiet. What have you forsaken in the last week for him? How was your prayer life last week? If I put a microphone in front of you right now, what would you be able to say, this is what the Holy Spirit spoke to me this week about me? The hovering hound of heaven, his purpose is to lead us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So that when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we have no fear of evil because we didn't leave a door open anywhere. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit working in us and through us and by us, moving upon us, wooing us, drawing us, correcting us, convincing us. Oh, this is the work of the Spirit of the living God, and he's coming. Oh, he's coming just as surely as I'm standing before you right now. There is about to be a great awakening. And the first thing to arise from its slumber are backslidden saints. And when they do, the glory will come upon us all in such a way that that world out there will be convinced that there's so much more than what they're living in.
You know, I don't believe there's anyone on earth that has not felt the impact of the disruption of everything we hold dear, blanketed in the first half of 2020. But I'm here to share with you, to declare and decree that you, as a born-again child of God, don't have to be captive to the spirit of fear and the bondage of lack. God is looking for someone today, and I believe it's you. He wants to bless you because of his blood covenant that was ratified by the blood of his son on Calvary. I really do believe that midway through this difficult year is a strategic position of opportunity for a turnaround for you. This is a God moment to rise up, to take your rightful place at the table of the King of Kings and experience your supernatural turnaround and the abundance of God's everlasting covenant of limitless peace, provision, and protection during the second half of 2020. Let me encourage you. Sow a supernatural turnaround seed targeted towards your need. Let it be the evidence of your faith in God to place you in a position of favor and blessing. He may be speaking to you today about a seed of $40 or maybe $100, for some $500 or even more. I'm believing, I really am, for a very special group of partners who will respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit to attack in the second half of 2020 and bring it all back. Put it all back in Jesus' name. Would you consider sowing that uncommon seed today of $1,000, because your miracle manifests by what God does when you simply obey? So call, visit rodparsley.com or write to me, but do it today. And be sure to include, as always, your most urgent prayer request. I need those prayer requests before August 2nd, because I'll be releasing my faith then with yours for your supernatural turnaround.
The grandson of King Saul, Mephibosheth, received a supernatural turnaround because of the covenant between King David and Mephibosheth's father, Jonathan.
That I may show him covenant kindness, watch this, for Jonathan's sake.
You have been given a place with royalty because of the covenant of Christ. As you sow a supernatural turnaround seed, you can be eligible for a harvest of blessings under a covenant of divine favor. There is a seed that changes everything, one that can produce a supernatural turnaround. Sow a supernatural turnaround seed of $40 or more, and Dr. Rod Parsley will bless you his message of overflowing favor and unexpected abundance. Plus, if you call today, we'll also include one of Dr. Rod Parsley's most requested books, No More Crumbs. It's all yours with a supernatural turnaround seed of $40 or more.
Don't you ever again in your life let your dialogue be what might have been.
Your seed of $40 to $100 or more can produce an unexpected miracle and a place of favor for you and your family. Sow your very best seed before this program ends. Dr. Rod Parsley is praying for your supernatural turnaround and will bless your turnaround seed of any size with his new message, Invitation to Sit at the King's Table. Call the number on your screen or sow securely online and get ready for your supernatural turnaround.
Well, so many, many partners and wonderful friends like you have been blessed by the ministry you receive on this broadcast. I just want you to know how appreciative I am, how thankful I am for you. Now, if you haven't already, let me encourage you to tune in to our ministry's newest broadcast outreach, Rod Parsley Now. I launched it with a very specific purpose, to reach a brand new generation of believers with God's word. Because even though the message of the gospel will never, ever change, sometimes the method needs to be changed with the times and a meaningful, relevant presentation. I think you'll enjoy it. I especially want to urge you, really, to join me this Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern and invite a friend to watch along with you for Rod Parsley Now. Until next time, I'm believing for your supernatural turnaround.